Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 93.3 KJRFM Sports Headlines.
All righty, boys and girls, here we go. Headlines on a Tuesday afternoon, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at VenueKings.com.
Vaccinated folks.
You looking for tickets for the Seahawks in Denver in the opener against Russell Wilson? $323 to get in the door right now at VenueKings.com. But ticket prices for some other games, $119 for the Raiders, $97 for the Niners, $89 for the Rams later in the year. Whatever you do, just be sure and use code SOFTY at checkout for a discount at VenueKings.com. Hey, the Mariners win. How about that, baby, last night? 18-25 after a 7-6 win over Oakland yesterday. Julio Rodriguez, 2-for-4, including his first T-Mobile home run. The M's have now won 13 in a row against the A's. George Kirby versus James Caprillion at 6:40 tonight, with Kyle Lewis batting seventh in the DH spot tonight for the Mariners.
The A's are like Tums for an upset stomach. That's what.
Well,
the
it's like I said last night, man. You got a 4-game losing streak. Just rub some Oakland on it. You'll be fine.
That's right. Yeah, and Jim, as you mentioned on Twitter today, Jesse Winker finally hitting in the leadoff spot, which is his best spot of his career, and Scott Service waits 2 months to put him in there. Whatever.
Maybe Scott Service just found baseballreference.com, huh?
Boston raced out to a double-digit lead in the first 5 minutes, cruised to a win to even up the Eastern Conference Finals at 2-2. Miami did not make a field goal until there was 3:22 left to go in the first quarter, and their starters, all five of them, combined for 18 points.
That is unbelievable. UW Husky football recruiting LaMason Waller, the third, not to be confused with LaMason Waller the second, by the way, wide receiver from Hesperia, California. I believe he's in San Bernardino County. He's only a freshman. He's gotten offers from Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas A&M, and Utah. Today, decided to commit to play football for Kalen DeBoer at UW. How about that?
All right. NFL has announced that the Combine will remain in Indy for at least the next 2 years, and the Ravens have signed former Bronco corner Kyle Fuller.
And more news in the NFL. The owners are discussing the future of the Pro Bowl. One possibility, not playing it anymore.
And here we go.
And now, two goofy, wacko, out-of-touch homers.
Just brutal radio. Just horrible.
Live. 41 yards.
From Elliott Bay.
Can you feel it now?
This is Softy and Dick.
All right, here we go. Busy Tuesday afternoon right here on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM. Softy Dick Jackson. Softy Dickie Feltsy hanging out until 7 o'clock tonight. Do we have Sounders FC Weekly, by the way, tonight, Jackson?
Yes, we do.
At 7 o'clock. All right. Good. Jackson's got the show at 7 o'clock. We have a lot to get to between now and then. And, you know, look, we always say we have a big show, and sometimes we don't really mean it, but today we do have a big show. Spencer Hawes will join us. It's been a long damn time, by the way, since Spencer Hawes has joined us on the radio show. I reached out to Spencer Dick about a week and a half ago to get him on the air to talk some basketball, get his thoughts on the Dogs, obviously, NIL, the transfer portal. You know, Spencer, as you know, was only did 1 year in college, but he's a smart guy, learned guy, scholarly guy, very wise man. And I told him off the air, I said, look, dude, you're like E.F. Hutton. You know, when you talk, people listen. They want to hear your take on stuff. And I reached out to him about a week and a half ago to ask if he would come on the air. He says, you know what, I'd love to, but I'm busy playing golf in Ireland. So we'll have Spencer and get his thoughts on playing golf overseas, his take on all those topics at 4 o'clock today. John Wilner going to join us at 5 p.m. this afternoon, courtesy of our friend at simplyseattle.com. And then coming up at 6 p.m., I'm very curious to see what side of the debate he's on regarding Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher. And by the way, I'm lying about that because we know what side of the debate he's on. Ryan Fowler from the Tide in Tuscaloosa going to join us on the air and talk about Nick Saban getting his feathers ruffled by Jimbo Fisher. And there's some new Jimbo Fisher audio that apparently, I guess, Dick, was recorded on Friday from a TV station in San Antonio that just went public either today or yesterday, that we got to play because, man, I'm not sure if old Jimbo Fisher is being entirely honest about everything going on down there in College Station with his Aggie football team.
I'm not so sure that all the screws are tightened correctly upstairs in Jimbo Fisher after listening to this. And I don't even know, did we ever get your take on which side of the aisle you were on in the Fisher? I don't think we talked about it forever, and we missed one particular important thing, and that was Dave Softy Mahler last week.
No, that's the least important thing on the list of things that are important. I would just say that, first of all, I'll give it to you at some point today.
All right.
That's a tease, by the way.
Okay,
how many people listening right now had plans to just turn off the radio station by 4 o'clock and go do something else? And now they'll hang around all night long just to hear my take on the Jimbo Fisher-Nick Saban spat.
It could go the other way, that they were going to hold on this entire segment, but now you're not going to talk about it, so they're going to click us off right now.
I would say this, that if you're waiting until 7 o'clock to hear my take on Nick Saban versus Jimbo Fisher, you need to find a life, okay? There is no question about that. So we'll talk about that as the show goes on. Get the audio as well, because it is really unbelievable what this thing has become, between these two guys and really what it means for college football. So one of the reasons why you want to get Spencer on the air is to get his take on the NIL and the transfer portal era from a college basketball perspective. So we'll do that coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I do, by the way, and it's not very often that I bring up ideas on the air for contests and I don't run it by you two knuckleheads off the air, so I apologize in advance for not doing this, and I feel terrible about that,
by the way.
And that's kind of a lie as well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little bad, but not awful. I have a pair of tickets for tomorrow's day game against the A's, okay? Tomorrow's game, which I believe, can somebody confirm, is a day game? Is that right, tomorrow?
Yes, it is tomorrow.
Okay, so what, like 1 o'clock, 1:30, 1:40, 1:42, 2:07,
it's some weird time, I'm sure.
58 and 18 seconds. What time is tomorrow's game? Tell me.
Oh, man, I got to click so many buttons here.
It's 1:10.
1:10. Yes, 1:10. Robbie Ray gets his yitz lit again.
All right, so Robbie Ray tomorrow. So here's the deal. I got a pair of seats for tomorrow's game. I can't make it because we'll be on the air at 3 o'clock, so I want to give them away. So here's what I want to do. I want to have a little contest here on the radio station, and you can use the text line at 49451, the Tullamore Dew text line, to take part in this. Because people always complain about when you have a contest on the air and people have to call the radio station, like call 286-9595 or whatever. They say, well, what if you're listening on the stream, which is delayed, right, on the actual iHeart podcast? You're not getting the exact opportunity to call in the way people are listening on 93.3 KJR FM. So I like to use the text line to make it easy for everybody. Basically, if you have a cell phone and a thumb, you can use the text line at 49451. And you know what? I apologize to the people out there that either A, don't have any hands or don't have a cell phone. I'm sorry, we are discriminating against you. I feel terrible about that, but we have to draw the line somewhere. So here's what I want to do. I want to know what wagon you're going to ride. And we're going to do this rather quickly here, like the end of this segment, like about 3:18. Like, so it's 3:08 right now. So in 10 minutes from now, I'm going to ask you and Jackson the same question on the air, okay? So I want to know right now at 49451, Tullamore Dew text line, texting your first name and the city you're from to 49451 right now, and which wagon you want to ride. You want to ride the Dick wagon, or you want to ride the Jackson wagon? Which wagon do you want to ride?
Let me tell you, the Dick
wagon
says...
Maybe I should have said the Fane wagon,
sounds pretty
by
fun
the way,
to me.
Instead. You want to ride the Fane wagon, or you want to ride the Jackson wagon? The 49451, Fane wagon or Jackson wagon? To 49451. I'll ask you both a question, and the first one that can answer the question, anybody who selected your wagon, we're going to pick from that batch of entries to win a pair of seats for the game tomorrow at T-Mobile Park, courtesy of me. Does that make sense to everybody?
So 3:18, you're going to ask us both a question.
Yes.
We got to buzz in?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Whoever gets the question first, we'll just make it very easy.
Pressure.
I'm not going to take, exactly, a lot of pressure. And by the way, based on yesterday's conversation that we had with Jackson, I'm pretty clear in my mind that you would wipe the floor with Jackson.
Oh, is this
when
a Mariners this trivia question?
Topic.
Yeah, Mariners. So Mariners trivia might be more my forte. Right? Sounders trivia will be Jackson's forte.
So 3:18 today in a matter of minutes. So you tell us which wagon you want to ride. What I say, the Fane wagon? Is that right?
Stick with the Dick wagon. You had it going first.
You want to ride the Dick wagon or you want to ride the Jackson wagon? You tell us at 49451, your first name, the city you're from, and which wagon you want to ride to 49451 in about 8 minutes from now. We'll ask a question of both these knuckleheads, and whoever gets it right will pick one person from that particular group of entries that came in to 49451. Hey, like we said in the headlines there, Dick, you got a four-game losing streak. The best elixir, rub some A's on it. Rub some Oakland on that bad boy. And they almost blew it last night.
Yes,
we're all sitting around watching that game, man, watching Sergio Romo and watching Penn Murphy and the bullpen come in there thinking this is not going to go well. We've seen this movie before, but they find a way to pull it off. And Julio Rodriguez last night with his first T-Mobile Park home run, he goes 2-for-4, his first home run at home. And this is the really cool thing about Julio Rodriguez. Look, you want me to be positive about the Mariners? I'll be positive about the Mariners. That's fine. We'll ride the wave every single day. Yesterday was negative Monday. Today is happy Tuesday on the air after last night. I love when the Mariners can find guys that can hit in this ballpark because they're going to play 81 damn games a year here, right? I mean, don't you have to if you're Jerry Dipoto and Scott Servais? Put together a roster of bats that can hit in your home park.
What does that look like?
Well, to Julio Rodriguez, it looks like 303 with a 361 on base percentage.
Right, but I mean, like, what kind of hitter hits? I remember Raul Ibanez was the first great Safeco Field hitter.
I think maybe that's just
left-handed pull hitter is the best type. Julio goes the other way, so I guess he's just as good as a left-handed pull hitter.
I just think it looks like a guy that can hit to all areas of the field. Simply put, a guy that can spray the ball around the ballpark, right? A guy that, you know, is not typically going to have the shift, by the way, put on against him. You have not seen that yet.
Not Kyle Seager, you mean?
For Julio Rodriguez. Yeah. God, you hate Kyle Seager. You know, I tell you what, if you ever see Kyle Seager in the street, man, you may have to start, like, live streaming that. I want to see how that conversation
I want to see
goes.
What Kyle Seager hit at T-Mobile.
Oh,
I'm going to look that up right now because this
that,
is going to be
But that,
fun.
Honestly, is the kind of guy that you're talking about, right? Somebody who can hit to all fields. That's what this park is about. It's a big park, and if you can find the nooks and you can find the crannies, you can find the crevices, you got a chance to be a really good hitter. And we know that Julio Rodriguez is a guy that can hit to all areas of the stadium. So what I'm seeing so far, look, it's a super-duper, uber-small sample. I get that. It's only been 17 damn games. But so far, 303, 361 on base percentage, 785 OPS. That ought to come up with more bombs and more doubles and extra base hits, things like that. In the month of May, which is, again, 24 days long now, he's hitting 333 with an 887 OPS. So I'm watching that game last night. I'm watching Julio Rodriguez in center, watching him at the plate, and I'm thinking two things. Number one, and I have no problem saying this at all, by the way, because I'm very comfortable in my own skin there, Dick. Julio Rodriguez is a good-looking guy. He is a really good-looking dude. I mean, he's going to have no problem whatsoever with the ladies. He is an attractive, good-looking young guy, and he's a hell of an athlete. I mean, the guy really has the
entire
package.
Well, he's got the personality,
right?
Too. I mean,
exactly.
there's another thing. Right. I mean, if you want to use the Seager comparison, by the way, he hit 159 at home last year. I mean, if you want to use the Seager comparison, I mean, you couldn't have two different baseball players, two different personalities. And if I'm going to just generally not like one, you can imagine what I feel about the other one.
Well, I don't think that Kyle Seager's personality is as bad as you say it is. I don't think he really wanted to bring it out in public. But I will agree with you that Julio Rodriguez has an amazing personality.
Yes.
Julio Rodriguez has a magnetic persona.
Very good.
He's a guy that he's like a moth to a flame. People are attracted to this guy. So, I mean, dude, he's 20, what, 22, 21, whatever he is, 22 years old. The guy's got the whole package, right? He's a hell of a player, hell of an athlete, good-looking dude, and he's got unbelievable personality.
Yeah. He's not 22 until December 29th.
Wow.
He's the whole year he's going to be 21.
this should be the kind of guy that your entire franchise can build around.
That's right.
It's the kind of player that you can do TV commercials and radio spots with and put him on the Mariner caravan and put his face outside T-Mobile Park. I mean, from a manager's perspective, a general manager's perspective, and a Kevin Martinez, yes, Dick marketing perspective, the guy's a freaking dream.
You should be selling jerseys of Julio Rodriguez for the next decade minimum,
right,
because he is a guy that you're going to bring up, you're going to pay him what he is worth, and he is going to stick with your team for minimum of a decade. It's we're not going to have the Alex Rodriguez situation. I would hope not at this situation. I hope we wouldn't have the Ken Griffey Jr. situation, although Jr. was here for, I mean, Jr. was here for 11 years, so it's not like Jr. just, you know, took off. He was here for 11 years. I'm worried more about the A-Rod situation, but I don't think we're going to have that with Julio Rodriguez.
What's the
I think
A-Rod situation? Meaning he just takes off and somebody goes bananas and gives the guy $500 million?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and I just don't think the Mariners are going to do that again. I don't think this ownership group under John Stanton would allow that to happen.
I hope not. I hope not. I mean, that's part of the reason why we've been talking about giving the guy an extension, right? You know, just like Tatis and Acuna. And who's the guy from Tampa? Whatever his guy, the guy with the
Wander Franco.
Wander Franco. All those guys, right, were signed with, you know, four and a half, five years left until free agency. And they bought out arbitration. And for those that are saying, well, the Mariners would never do anything like that, first of all, it's totally unfair to compare anything that was done 25 years ago to John Stanton.
That's
because
correct.
John Stanton wasn't a factor 25 years ago. But they did it with A-Rod. They bought out his last 3 or 4 years of arbitration, gave the guy a big fat contract, and just took care of the whole thing. So there seems to be this kind of growing trend in Major League Baseball, at least with hitters, not necessarily with offensive, with the pitchers, but at least with offensive players, that, you know what, the market's going up and up and up and up and up every single year. We know there's no salary cap in this game. The players will never allow a salary cap in this game. Let's just lock the guy up right now. Let's see if we can save some money and at the same time make it worth his while by taking triple bogey out of play. Hey, if for whatever reason you get banged up or you get hurt or things don't go well, we're going to give you a contract that's going to take care of you and your family. We're going to give you $250 million right now to buy out arbitration and maybe the first couple years of free agency. I don't know, have any idea, Dick, what that number would look like. I'm just throwing stuff out there for the sake of conversation. But if I'm the Mariners, and we've had this conversation before, this is like the third or fourth time we've brought this up on the air, I would absolutely expect that those types of conversations are maybe starting to happen with Julio and his representation. Can we get something locked up here and maybe buy out a couple of years of free agency? So the guy's got, what, 5 years left until free agency, right? Mm-hmm. This year and the next five. What if you said, you know what, how about an 8-year deal? How about a 7-year contract? We'll buy out the first 2 years of free agency, maybe 3 years of free agency. That takes you until you're, what, 27, 28 years old. Plenty of time to sign another big fat contract before you turn 30 in this game. So, yeah, there's a trend, man. The Braves did it. The Padres did it. The Rays did it. Why not the Mariners doing it?
Well, I'm looking at Fernando Tatis. He played 2 full seasons before he got that extension.
There you go.
Okay, but now I'm looking at Wander Franco.
What did Acuna do?
I haven't looked at Acuna yet. Tatis first. He played 2 years. Wander Franco only played a half a season.
Right.
He had 281 at-bats. Had a OPS of 810, and they gave him a monster deal. And by the way, this year he only has an OPS of 702 in his second season. You wanted me to look up Acuna?
Acuna's deal.
Look up Acuna's contract.
I think he played about a year and a half as well. But that's the point, right, is that this isn't ridiculous. You said that the Rays gave Franco a deal after how many? A half a year?
One half of a season. Tatis did it after two seasons. Acuna signed right before the 2019 season.
Okay, and so he made his debut in 2018, so 1 year.
So 1 year.
He played 111 games.
Okay.
So we're
talking about the end of the season.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Or the All-Star break.
I mean,
if you're talking about Franco, it's the All-Star break. Half a year is the All-Star break.
Half a year is the All-Star break.
We're talking about a month and a half.
Yeah.
Either A, Dick, a month and a half, or 4 months from now.
Yeah.
Until you give Julio Rodriguez an extension.
Oh, if Julio Rodriguez, which I'm assuming he will, if Julio Rodriguez is 800 plus OPS, he's a 25 home run, you know, 80 right. RBI guy, and he just looks like he looks totally the part all season long, I've got no problem with it whatsoever at the end of this season.
All right. Which wagon you're riding? The Jackson wagon or the Dick
the
wagon?
The Dick wagon.
To 49451. Oh, Jackson, do we have any funky music you can drop in there? Oh, thank you. You know what? That's the producer of the day. Right there. He's on it, baby. He is freaking
This is funky
on
music.
All right. So here's the question. Tap in whenever you're ready.
How do I tap?
Just jump in, baby.
I'm going to ring the bell.
There you go. Just jump in whenever you're ready. All right, Jackson, you ready?
Okay. Yep.
Dick, you ready?
Yep.
All right. So Kyle Lewis is set to hit seventh tonight for the Mariners. He's in the DH spot. As you know, Kyle Lewis won the Rookie of the Year in the shortened season back in 2020. Before Kyle Lewis won the Rookie of the Year, the Mariners had three players win Rookie of the Year before Kyle Lewis. Who are they?
All of them.
All of them. I want them all. Who wants to jump in?
I'll jump in with one of them.
Okay. I need all three.
Well.
I need all three. Come on.
Ichiro.
Okay.
I go Junior.
He didn't
Wrong.
Win.
Wrong. That is incorrect.
Yeah, Greg Olson won the Rookie of the Year that year for some freaking reason.
The tight end. That's interesting.
Yeah, no, a different Greg Olson.
Doing TV for Fox.
He was a pitcher of the Orioles.
Why is there a baseball player doing football games on TV? What happened to Joe Buck? All right, so I got one of them. Come on. Two other players won the Rookie of the Year.
Alvin
besides
Davis?
Besides Ichiro and Kyle Lewis. Alvin Davis is two.
There we go.
Who's the third? Whoever can get the third is going to win. Jackson, Dick's helping you out by giving you the first
give
two.
Give me the first two, Jackson. Come on!
You guys know
I
how much I
need the third. Who knows the third? Ichiro, Alvin Davis, Kyle Lewis, and
Mark Langston?
Who? No. God,
how
come
long,
on,
how
guys.
Long ago?
Yeah, give us the decade.
22 years ago.
22 years ago.
I'll give you a
Wait,
hint.
What?
It was the year before Ichiro.
Yeah. We had back-to-back Rookie of the
we
Year.
We had back-to-back Rookies of the Year. Who won it the year before Ichiro? So Ichiro.
Oh, this is terrible.
Alvin Davis. Kyle Lewis.
Wow.
You guys want another hint?
Oh, wait. Let me. Okay, I'm going to go to limit and say Kazuhiro Sasaki.
Dick, I'm
Ooh,
sorry.
The Cosmo, you're right. It was the Cosmo.
No way.
Well done. Well done.
Is the winner.
No way.
It took a little pride.
This is the only contest where one guy can get two, the other guy can get one, and they lose.
How did you allow that to happen?
I forgot all about the Cosmo.
Love the Kazuhiro Sasaki.
You got to be kidding me. I was going to say he's from the same country as Ichiro.
Well, I would have given it away.
All right. So Alvin Davis won it in, what, 84? Kaz won it in 2000. Ichi in 2001. And Kyle Lewis in 2020. Wow. So technically, if you're riding the Dick train, you're a big fat loser.
Yeah, I guess
if
so.
If you're on the Jackson wagon, then you are a winner. So, Jackson, do me a favor. Pick one person from the Jackson wagon and give him tickets for tomorrow, okay?
Hey, Jackson, and tell Schmetzer today when he's on at 5:45 that if he outscores the opponent 2-1 in the next game, he actually is a loser.
Unbelievable. I cannot believe that you allowed Jackson Feltz to pull that off.
That was well done by Jackson. Hey, I was not thinking. Job, I was not thinking Cosmo.
Your winner is Connor Keaton.
There you go, Connor.
Connor Keaton. There you go, Connor. You see, Connor, that's what you get for showing faith in the Jackson wagon,
that's
baby.
Right.
All right. We got a lot to get to, including Mariner chatter after last night. We got news from the NFL that could be welcome for a lot of people, by the way. Husky football recruiting got a big shot in the yard today. We can discuss that as well. Spencer Hawes will join us in about 40 minutes right here on 93.3 KJRF.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hear us anywhere, anytime on Alexa or Google Play at Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM and on the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Softy and Dick.
Hey, you know, we're doing this cash prize contest, by the way, the free money contest. You may have heard of it, by the way.
I
saw that. You
know about
this, where every 21 after the hour, so 321, 421, 521, 621, we give you a word. You go back to the website. What's the website there, Dick, again?
933KJR.com.
And you enter that word, and you have a chance at $1,000. So if you missed it again, we'll do it at 420, coming up about an hour, about 50 minutes or so from now, right here on 93.3 KJR-FM. All right, Spencer Haas will join us coming up at 4 o'clock today. John Wilner at 5 o'clock, courtesy of SimplySeattle.com. By the way, my friends, Dick, on Simply Seattle's website have over 150 items that are marked down significantly, by the way, on the website right now. And if you use the code SOFTYEXCLUSIVE, you'll get an extra 20% off on the website right now. So
I love a good deal. I'm going to head there
right
now, actually.
If you're looking to shop for Father's Day, maybe you want to buy yourself something for Father's Day. I don't know.
Hey, my birthday. Point, coming
where
up.
Can you count on your kids to buy yourself good stuff for Father's Day?
Not
yet.
They don't really care.
Yeah.
Really don't care. Maybe 2 or 3 years down the road when Dixon's got a job or something, he might be able to afford something.
Well, Dixon could buy you a purple and gold Seahawk throwback hat. Normally $28 for $21, and you use the code SOFTY EXCLUSIVE, you get 20% off that. So 150 items plus on the website, including some Sounders gear, Kraken gear, Sonic gear, Seahawk gear. I put a link out to the actual website with all the markdown items on my Twitter account at SoftyKJR. Check that out and use the code SOFTY EXCLUSIVE at checkout for 20% off even on the markdown prices. Have you heard the big news coming out of UW football today as far as recruiting?
Got another receiver?
Another receiver. Yeah. You seem thrilled about that, Bob.
Well, hey, we used to be DBU, and now with Kalen DeBoer, it sounds like we're becoming wide receiver U.
Well, they've got a kid who apparently is just wrapping up his freshman year, all right? And I would be a big, fat liar if I told you I knew who this guy was. I'd never heard of him until about 2 hours ago. His name is LaMason Waller III, not to be confused with LaMason Waller II. He's a freshman from Hesperia, California, which apparently is in the San Bernardino County area.
Mm-hmm.
Had offers from Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas A&M, your buddy Jimbo, Utah, Kyle Whittingham, and apparently he chose to play football for the UW. Now, this is cool. I think it's great that the UW has gotten this kid to commit to Washington. There's only one issue that I have with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious to see if this actually plays out the way that it might play out. Kalen DeBoer's biggest challenge now and Jamarcus Shepard's biggest challenge now is going to be what?
Keeping
this guy for 3 more years until he can sign with UW.
See, that I'm gonna play sports book here, and you get to play gambler.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the sports book. I am giving you either 2-1 on your money,
right,
that he keeps his commitment.
Oh.
Or 1-3. So you got to pay $300 to win $100 if he goes to any other school in America. Which one are you putting your money on? Because I'm putting my money on 1-3.
Yeah.
He's going someplace else because I would say a vast majority of kids in college football that commit after their freshman year don't end up signing at the school they commit.
Well, that's I'd love to know the answer to that. Like,
I don't have the statistics in front of me.
If there's any stats or analytics that you can actually look at, how many kids that commit before their freshman year of high school is technically over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we got another month or so
until
his freshman year ends in California. How many of those kids actually stay with their commitment for 3 more years before they can sign on signing day with the school they committed to? And I don't know the answer to that. That's a better question for Greg Biggins or Brandon Huffman or somebody like that. But let's face it, this is a guy who a lot of people knew about already, obviously, from the offers the guy was getting from Oklahoma, Oregon, A&M, Utah, blah, blah, blah. Now that he's committed to Washington, you think the phone calls are going to stop? You think the recruiting visits and the letters are going to stop? That a guy like Dan, was it Henning? Is that right? The new coach at Oregon?
Dan Lanning.
Lanning. Who's Dan Henning?
Dan Henning was the old Falcons coach.
Yeah, yeah. The old Boston College guy.
Yeah,
you think Dan Lanning's going to say, well, you know what? The kid's going to UW. Leave him alone.
Ah, we missed on that one. Too bad.
You think Jimbo Fisher's going to say, yeah, you know what, man, all the negative pressure and press we've been getting the last couple days anyway, just let the kid be, all right? There is no way that's going to happen. So I'm actually kind of curious, Dick, to see how Kalen DeBoer handles this. Because this is going to be a big challenge for him, right? Keeping a guy committed for three more years until he can sign with UW.
I think it's more difficult probably than trying to fight over a kid that's not committed.
I agree.
I mean, he's already in your kitchen. You got to keep people from breaking into your kitchen and stealing them out of there.
And you know what? Look, we've seen it the other way, right? I mean, UW has taken guys. Thule had committed at one point to USC.
Bishop Sankey.
Flipped to UW. Bishop Sankey to Wazoo. Flipped to UW. We've seen a ton. We could be here all day naming guys that have gone back and forth. So it's actually a great question for one of those recruiting dorks. Maybe your buddies over at Dogman know the answer. How many guys actually stay with their commitment? But for UW, I would say, look, just getting a guy like this for today – who knows if this kid will even play it down at Washington, right? Who knows if he stays committed to UW? I got no idea. I don't know the kid from Adam. I have no idea, what the competition's going to be like for him, blah, blah, blah. I do know this, that Washington being on the map today, Kalen DeBoer being in the news today for getting a kid that Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas A&M, and Utah wanted. Today, at least, is a good day for
you. It's a win. It's an absolute win. Yes. And the more
the guy never plays here, right?
That's right. And they got to continue, as tough as it is to hold on to these guys, and I'm sure that Kalen DeBoer probably doesn't want to have to worry about holding on to guys for multiple years to their commitments. At times, if you give the kid a commitment, and he wants to commit that early, then you have to accept what comes after that. And
it is
a win, and let's hope that Kalen DeBoer has his name in the mix for multiple other guys between now and the time when this kid even goes to college, that he gets these early commits in.
And maybe it'll lead to more eyebrows getting raised and, pointing towards UW, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how much cachet or street cred this guy's got with other recruits around the country, other 18-year-old, 17-year-old kids, even 16-year-old kids around the country, but with LaMason Waller committing and giving a verbal to UW, presumably at the age of 14, 15 years old, what is that going to mean for other kids out there? Maybe if there's a junior or a senior that's thinking about going to Washington, hey, if this kid's going to UW, maybe I'll go to UW. So that really is kind of my hope, Dick, I guess, that even if this kid never plays it down for Washington, the impact of him verbaling to UW will raise the street cred for DeBoer even a little bit more than it was yesterday.
Well, and we're already seeing that trend, like I mentioned, with the wide receiver, and that is becoming such an important position now that if you can get this guy early, maybe that starts a chain reaction of, hey,
right,
he knows what he's doing with wide receivers. Grubb knows what he's doing with wide receivers. Wide receivers, you need to come so we don't lose a Mecca Egbuka.
Yeah.
We don't lose G. Scott Jr. to Ohio State. Keep him right here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it'd be great. I'm just kind of thinking out loud that if there's one position that I would not want to be, I love getting wide receivers. I love getting linebackers. I love getting any position. I'd love for UW to be known as anything you, whether it's tight end you or offensive line you or defensive tackle you. I'd much rather be getting defensive tackles and offensive linemen than wide receivers.
Yeah, but unfortunately, those do not grow on trees in the western part of the United States,
unfortunately. Well, they do sometimes, and then they go east, and they go play for other places.
Right,
or
but
they
they're just not plentiful.
Right.
That's what I'm
saying. But I would just say this, that's what Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb and Chuck Morrell and William Inge have really got to do. They got to fix the line of scrimmage, man. Scott Huff, all those guys have got to start fixing the line of scrimmage. So, look, great news for UW that they got this kid to commit at the age of 14, 15 years old. But I want to see Kalen DeBoer grabbing defensive linemen. I want to see Kalen DeBoer grabbing offensive tackles and defensive ends and edge rushers and quarterbacks and things like that, because I still think – look, the game has changed. There's no doubt about it. The NFL level, your third wide receiver is a starting player, and your fifth defensive back is a starting player right now in the NFL. Same thing in college football. But I still think the same core principles of what it takes to win at both levels are the same now as they were 30 years ago. Quarterback in the line of scrimmage.
I mean, just look at Georgia. I mean, that's all you got to do. Look at the national championship game. Look at Georgia, and you tell me where their studs were. Well, their studs were on the defensive front because they all went in the first round. I mean, that's what you need. And, I mean, I think that's going to be the last piece of the Pac-12 puzzle to get back to prominence in college football. I think they're going to start getting other, especially with Lincoln Riley in here, Kalen DeBoer, skill-type coach. They're going to get the skill guys. I think they're going to get the quarterbacks to stay at home on the West Coast. The last piece of the puzzle is to get those big dogs to stay here, because I think that's still going to take a long, long time.
Is Golden State going back to the NBA Finals for the sixth time in 8 years? We got to come back and talk about that. We got to come back and talk about the idea that you may never watch the Pro Bowl again. Holla frickin' Luyah. We'll come back and chat about that next on Softy and Dick. Spencer Hawes will join us, by the way, at 4 p.m. right here on 93.3 KJRFM.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hear us anywhere, anytime on Alexa or Google Play at Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM and on the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Softy and Dick.
All right, Softy, Dickie Feltsy hanging out till 7 o'clock tonight. Spencer Hawes joining us 4 o'clock. Been a long time since Spencer joined the radio program. It'll be fun to catch up with him, talk some NBA, talk some college basketball, some NIL, the whole spiel. Golden State is looking for their sixth trip to the NBA Finals in 8 years. How about that? Remember you and I growing up as kids? I mean, I guess technically when we were growing up as kids, you had like the Rick Barry Golden State Warriors back in the day. They were not a bad franchise, but then when you and I kind of, you know, hit our adolescence, as some like to call it, and began kind of focusing on what was happening outside of our own brains, the Warriors were always a joke, right? The Warriors were a sad sack franchise for a lot of those years growing up, and now they're about to be in the NBA Finals for the sixth time in 8 years, and I'm seeing a lot of people, by the way, talk about how boring the NBA playoffs have been, that there's been a lot of blowouts, the games have not been very close at all, they're not coming down to the fourth quarter. Maybe things when the NBA Finals get going will be different. Maybe with the Heat-Boston series now being 2-2, Game 5 will be a different story. Maybe Dallas will give Golden State a run for their money in Game 4. But, Dick, I would say that for the most part, those people are right, that these games have been kind of boring. There's not been a lot of drama in the NBA playoffs as far as close games in the fourth quarter are concerned.
And yet ratings are up 38%.
Why do you think that is?
Pre-pandemic.
Why do you think that is?
Because the NBA is a marketing, I mean, second to the NFL, and probably a distant second to the NFL, but way ahead of every other sport. The NBA has done an amazing job of turning these guys into household names. Household faces, you see them all over the place, and they don't have helmets on, and it has been intriguing just to follow the storylines of the talented players. Now, if we could ever get a Golden State-Boston series, and we could ever get games that went down to the wire, imagine what the ratings would look like for that NBA Finals. I mean, they'd be better than we've had in 20 years.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they're doing in Seattle. Have you seen numbers yet for
the NBA
playoffs? No. Okay, because, you know, Ian's got, like, some super-secret TV rating source, and he can find that stuff for you, by the way.
I have no idea
who that person is. Maybe it's, like, you know, Aaron Levine posing as somebody from Nielsen. I have no idea. But I would love to know, because the picture that you've been painting about the NBA for the last couple years, and I'm not saying that you're wrong at all, from a national perspective, there is no doubt the NBA has taken off.
Yes.
Okay? Yet the overwhelming opinion that we hear from people is that they don't give a damn because we live in Seattle. Now, it doesn't mean that people actually don't give a damn in Seattle. It means that we hear from the people that don't
give a damn.
Meaning the ones that are fans, the ones that are fired up for this, the ones that are running home to watch the NBA playoffs, they're not telling us they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The people that you hear from are the ones that say, I haven't watched the NBA in 14 years, and blah, blah, blah.
Cool to say
couldn't care less, all that yakety yak. And maybe those people are being honest. I mean, I do know people that don't watch the NBA, and I know they don't watch the NBA. But it's funny because we're not surrounded by that, right? And John Canzano was on with Puck and Jim today. We're going to hear this clip at 4:30 today where he is basically calling it that Seattle's getting an expansion team along with Vegas. That if the Portland Trailblazers are sold, by the trust that Jody Allen is a part of, and apparently in the trust, if you read Canzano's column that came out today.
I did.
And I think he has said this before, by the way. This is not breaking news from John. In the trust, it specifically says that once Paul Allen passed away, those two franchises are to be sold. Paul Allen did not wish for Jody Allen to take over the Blazers and take over the Seahawks. He wished for them, apparently, to be sold to somebody else and for that money to be spent on something else besides professional sports. So we're going to hear from John Canzano at about 4:30 this afternoon after Spencer Hawes joins us, because I wonder how many people out there, once the NBA does come back, and if John's right, then they're going to come back very soon, by the way, like in the next maybe 3 to 5 years. How many people out there will be ready and prepared for the return of the NBA because they're watching it right now? You will. I know you will.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't missed an NBA playoffs since the Sonics left. So, I mean, and I think that a vast majority of people will come back to the NBA. There will be a few holdouts that are forever stung by the league, even though I will say, and I will say to my deathbed, it wasn't the league that took Seattle away. It was Howard Schultz and his decision to sell it to Clayton Bennett. It was local. It was more local than it was national that took the Sonics away. But fine, you want to place blame on the NBA, that's fine. And there will be a small percentage of people that will say, I will never watch the NBA again.
Can I just jump in for a quick second? Yeah. Because I've heard other people say things like that, and I agree with you that it is Howard Schultz is the number one by far. He's the key master, right? Mm-hmm. He's the biggest reason why this thing fell apart. But for the people that do blame the NBA, I think a lot of people, the reason why they do that is because they were really turned off by David Stern's lack of support for a place that had the NBA for 41 years.
I agree.
And the fact that he was the guy that went out of his way to go to the Golden State Warrior ownership group and find somebody who could step out of that group and into the Sacramento group and take over that franchise when he didn't seem to be the same kind of guy that was going out of his way to find someone to buy the team from Howard Schultz, yet he did that for Sacramento. So I can see why people were turned off by him.
David Stern was a vindictive man. There's no question about that. And the moment that he went to Olympia and was laughed at by our state representatives.
Yeah, Frank Chopp.
He basically said,
screw
you.
Yes.
And
yes.
So now, blame David Stern for being vindictive, but blame the government for starting the fire.
No, there's no doubt. Look, I mean, you and I, we're not going to fight about that. There's a lot of things that you're wrong about and I'm right about, and this is not one of them, okay? We will agree.
But there's still many people we have to convince of this, because they see history actually different than it actually played out.
Well, but that's how their history played out,
though. That's how their
history, do blame David Stern, and I have no problem with that. You want to blame Bennett, you want to blame David Stern, you want to blame Howard Schultz, you want to blame Frank Chopp, you want to blame Greg Nichols, you want to blame Gene Gardner, whoever the hell it was that was laughing that one day at the press conference. You want to blame Brian Robinson, blame me, blame Dick, blame Puckett, blame, Spencer Hawes, whoever, fine, whatever. That's your history, that's your opinion, it's your take. I just think this. I think for all the people out there that aren't paying attention to the NBA, they need to have a great series here in the NBA Finals, because there is this narrative going around that the NBA playoffs have been relatively boring, and I think that they're right. I think the NBA playoffs so far have been relatively boring, but all you need is for the biggest spotlight, which is the NBA Finals, to be the biggest show the NBA has to offer, and they still have a shot at doing that.
They got a shot in the East Finals.
Absolutely.
I mean, we got a great three-game series there. They very easily could have three really close games.
Yeah, I don't know if you walked around the streets of Seattle, and I don't know, maybe Jackson wants to do this. Jackson, you want to bring back the old man in the street thing? And go ask random people questions. How many people walk in the streets of Seattle? I mean, hell, you want to make it fair and go find sports fans? Go outside Lumen before a Sounder game or a Seahawk game or a Mariner game and ask 10 people, hey, name one guy on the Miami Heat or one guy on the Boston Celtics. I'm not sure how many folks here would be able to do that. Golden State, different story, obviously. Mm-hmm. Luka maybe in Dallas, obviously.
I think Jackson's age group probably is more tuned in than our age group is.
To the NBA.
Yes.
So, Jackson, if you went to the Sounders-Charlotte game on Sunday, and you found 10 early 20-something Sounder fans, and you asked them, give me two players on both the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, you think they would know?
I think that 5 out of 10 of them, I think, would know.
Wow. All right. Maybe you're right. All right. We'll get a break. Spencer Hawes. We'll see if Spencer Hawes knows anybody on the Miami
Let's hope so. All right. We have him on.
Celtics next on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.